Good morning, guys. This is Sean today. It's Friday, right? Ooh, and the coffee's good. I've got the Espro Press, you know, the one I'm talking about, the Kickstarter project, the French press. They did like this. It's like a micro press French press. And it's really good. It's, to me, this is like real French press coffee. I much prefer it over the Bodum French press that I've been using for years. The Espro press is highly recommended. They had it like in a single serving size, and then they did this Kickstarter for it's like 1,000 milliliters, and so I backed it on Kickstarter, and I don't know if they're selling the 1,000 milliliter size yet. I should find out. You know, maybe I could just do that right now. Let's see here, where are we going? Safari. Espro Press. It's espro.co. .ca. Looks like two sizes now available. Let's see here. I need a link to this thing. I'm trying to find it. Let's see, Espro Press. How it works. Why don't they have like a link to, you know, like buy it? Okay. Retailers. Let's see. Okay. So on the left-hand side, there's the list of retailers. And this is like physical. Let's see here. This is the most exciting Shauna Day ever, right? Let's check it on Amazon. 8 ounce. Ah, here it is. The large Espro Press is available on Amazon, it looks like, from Cafe Forte. That's very clever. There's only one in stock here. Espro 30, Espro 8 ounce. Wow. Well, anyways, it's apparently available and apparently not very easy to find right now. So, anyways, check it out. Great French. If you like French press coffee, highly recommend it. It's $100. I think it's worth it. I mean, if you only ever brew like a little bit of time, the 8 ounce one, but the 8 ounce one is $70. Why wouldn't you just get, you know, four times that amount for like $30 more? I would highly recommend it. My Bodum, 32 ounce, whatever magic. 30 ounces, is that seems like less than 1,000 milliliters though. I don't know. I don't have my conversion chart handy in the top of my head right now. So anyways, what are we even talking about today? Coffee? We always talk about coffee. Went and saw The Amazing Spider-Man last night. You know, it was good. It was, I don't know. It was, it's a comic book movie, and those are mostly aimed at like 17-year-olds, right? You know, there's a few parts to the plot, especially kind of towards the end, that I felt they could have just left things alone and allowed the tension to be there instead of trying to resolve it. But that's all right. You know, it was fun. It was well done, well acted, well written. I definitely enjoyed it. It's definitely, you know, I mean, if you're into comic book movies, you got to see it. And by far, hands down, best Stan Lee cameo ever. It was awesome. Best Stanley cameo ever. I think the second best Stanley cameo might be the, I loved him, his cameo in Thor. That's pretty awesome. Pretty fun. He gets like the best 5 seconds of every movie. Like it's great. But, yeah, so other than that, not a lot going on. You know, it's just Friday. It's, got some reading to do. Got to catch up on my Instapaper queue. You know, Mountain Lion's coming out sometime in the next like 25 days. So I need to do a little Mountain Lion, get ready for that. I don't know. I got nothing. So we'll call it a show. Hope you guys have a great one. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. God bless.